There is a general belief within evangelicalism that the gospel is the thing that is preached to the unbeliever. Once you have exercised your free will, made the decision for Jesus, and have had the born-again experience, the gospel is in the rearview mirror pretty much for the rest of your Christian life. And now it's up to you to kind of walk out, you know, your Christian life and your walk. And so in their way of thinking, it doesn't make any sense to apply the gospel here, because that's for the unbeliever, not for the believer. It ultimately will manifest as discouragement and despair that God loves you, that you are forgiven, or that you are even saved. Because what ends up happening is that you follow along, you trust your pastor, you walk the aisle, you go and have somebody pray for you, and supposedly a new purpose manifested during the altar call, and you're supposed to leave fixed, but you're going to get home and you're still going to have the same sins and problems that you've been dealing with the entire time. And eventually you're going to say, this doesn't work. God must not love me. I must not be saved. Or worse, Christianity isn't even true. That's what that produces in a person.